What happened next? There was a noise, and behold, a shaking. That's a good Adventist word, isn't it? A shaking. Now, if I were to ask you, what causes the shaking? Yes, we know that. The straight testimony of the true witness causes the shaking. That's true. Now, there's something else here that's really amazing. If we just do a little more word study here and do a comparison on this shaking, you see the same instance. And by the way, we're looking at a response. This is all responsive. The noise is responsive to God's word. And the shaking as well is responsive to God's word, but we're going to find out something very exciting. Look at Ezekiel. Keep your hand here at 36, but look at chapter 26, if you would. Just back a few pages. Ezekiel 26, verse 10. And here again, we're going to find a shaking. Ezekiel 26, verse 10. By reason of the abundance of his horses, their dust shall cover thee, thy walls shall shake at the noise. Now listen, I want you to see this, that there's a shaking here in verse 10 that is a result of what? The noise. Remember the word noise is in Ezekiel 37, verse 7. Remember that? Okay, just keep that in mind. A shaking, the walls shall shake at the noise of the horsemen and of the wheels and of the chariots when he shall enter into thy gates as men enter into a city wherein is made a breach. See, what we have here is a noise that causes a shaking. I mean, I know we've all heard shaking that was caused by noise, right? At least you've heard a sonic boom, I'm sure, once or twice in your life, causes everything to shake. You can have a noise that is so powerful that it causes shaking. Now, look at verse 15. Thus saith the Lord God to Tyrus, shall not the isles shake at the sound of thy fall? Do you see how Ezekiel is consistently using this word? Shaking is a result in a connection with noise. Noise that causes shaking is what he's talking about in this chapter. And I want to suggest to you, he's talking about the same kind of relationship in chapter 37, that it starts with a noise, and then there's a shaking. And the shaking is a result of the noise. Now, when we understand that, and when we understand what the noise is, then this statement becomes very powerful. Listen to this. This is Testimonies, Volume 1, page 341 and 346. Satan knows better than God's people the power that they can have over him when their strength is in Christ. Satan cannot endure to have his powerful rival appealed to, listen, for he fears and trembles before his strength and majesty, at the sound of fervent prayer, Satan's whole host trembles. Even Satan and his hosts would shake if we would pray as we should. Now, the question is, have we been praying in such a manner, individually and collectively, that we're causing the hosts of Satan to shake? Well, I don't know that I have the answer to that question. I'm troubled when I ponder it. I'm not sure we've been causing a lot of shaking in the enemy hosts lately. But we can, friend, with God's help. Isn't it wonderful imagery in your mind to think about praying so that Satan and his hosts tremble? You see what God is calling us to do. Friends, by the way, notice this is all preliminary to revival. This is what needs to happen. If we're going to see the revival in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, the Lord in love has given us here a story that lays out for us the steps that we must take if we want to see this happen.